Are you ready? Okay, and we're recording now.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Good morning. I'm Jolene Wolfley, Chair of the Development Review Board. We will begin the November 18th meeting of the DRB. I want to note here up front that next week, November 25th, the DRB will not be meeting so that we can all enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. And a couple other dates for you to know on the calendar, December 23rd and December 30th, the DRB will not be meeting because of the Christmas and New Year's holidays. So please factor that into your schedules. And as we work with any deferrals today, you keep those dates in mind. So that was next week, the 25th, and then December 23rd and December 30th. This is a remote or online meeting where all participants will be on video or audio conference. We are conducting this meeting remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. And I just wanted to note something as well this morning. We had someone ask us this week if we were going to be meeting because of the new public health order. And we were able to quickly reply, no, we continue on. And that is really a compliment to Mayor Keller. When the pandemic first hit, we were the first board and commission that was told to get our meetings available virtually, and all our electronic signatures and all that. And so staff worked very, very hard to get DRB back up and running right away. And we were the first board and commission to meet this way and do business. And so I'm happy to report that we can continue functioning and will continue functioning outside the dates I've mentioned, what is our normal schedule. So just be reassured, DRB soldiers on. We would appreciate your patience as this may be the first DRB meeting on Zoom for some. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. That helps us a little bit with our bandwidth if your video's off. Please note that we are recording the audio of this meeting. Since it is audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks so we can keep track of the speakers. We will use the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Maggie Gould and Jay Rodenbeck. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. So please keep your chat comments relative to the meeting. I would like the DRB members to introduce themselves, and I think we're welcoming back Chris Cadena from the Water Authority today. He's been off for a while, and I don't know if he'll be willing to happily disclose why he was away, but let's start out with Chris.
Yeah, hello, everybody. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Thanks for welcoming me back from my paternity leave and for all the support. Thank you.
Yeah, we want to welcome Chris's new daughter to the world. We're really excited for their family and what will be going on there. Okay, let's go. We've got a alternate DRB member this morning for code enforcement.
Good morning, Vincent Montano, City of Albuquerque Code Enforcement.
Okay, so Vincent, we'll start with us, and then I think Carl will be joining us a little bit later. Thank you. Let's go to Parks and Recreation.
Excuse me, this is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology.
Jean Wolfenbarger with Transportation.
And once again, I'm Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair. Our first order of business is to suspend the rules of the DRB to, one, accommodate a virtual or remote meeting of the Development Review Board through Zoom, and two, allow DRB members to provide electronic signatures for approved plats and plans after the meeting rather than during the meeting. Is there a motion to suspend the rules for this purpose?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to suspend the rules as stated.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, a second.
Okay, please vote.
Chris Cadena, I approve.
Vince Montano, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to suspend the rules to allow for this Zoom meeting and electronic signatures. A note for our applicants. I wanted to first mention the importance of your resubmittals. When we do a lot of deferrals in DRB, we understand that's part of the process, and your resubmittals when you have a deferral are due at noon on Fridays. And a lot of you have been leaving us hanging on Friday afternoons and Mondays. We're wanting to post the agenda. We're wanting it to be clear to everyone which cases are going to be heard, which are going to be deferred. So please, we ask you to be responsible and inform us if you do not have your resubmittals ready, then a deferral is likely needed, and we need to have that communicated with you and us at the earliest date possible. The DRB members who approve of your site plan, plat, or infrastructure list today will electronically sign those documents following the meeting. Electronic signatures will not happen during the meeting in order to expedite the agenda. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck will be routing those documents through the DRB members once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all, and I emphasize all, of their utility signatures. This is the quickest path to get signatures completed. If you are approved with delegation, you will need to email me, the other board member accepting delegation, and Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures at a later date. Please include your digital blue sheet with your email. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, will you alert us to changes on the agenda? And let's go ahead and take these one by one today.
Certainly. I have two announcements for this morning, the first being for item number 12, PR 2019-001368. The agent has requested a withdrawal.
Okay, thank you. And just double checking, oops, I haven't gotten to that part yet, but I'll introduce Ms. Sanchez here in a bit. But Ms. Sanchez is our legal counsel. Normally we don't typically vote on a withdrawal. Can you just set me straight there? If it's up on the agenda, would it be preferable that we vote on it?
Good morning, this is Nicole Sanchez. No, I think that the withdrawal is stated for the record. There doesn't need to be a vote by DRB. Thank you, good morning.
Thank you. Okay, Ms. Gomez?
And the last item I have this morning is for item 13, PR 2019-002607, application SD 2020-00026 for preliminary final plat, and application SD 2020-00107 for vacation of private easement. The agent has requested a deferral to December 9th.
Okay, is there a motion to defer item number 13 to December 9th?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, and make a motion to defer item number 13 to December 9th.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I second.
Okay, please vote.
Chris Cadena, I approve.
Ms. Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item number 13, PR 2019-2607, preliminary final plat SD 2020-26, vacation of private easement SD 2020-107, to the December 9th meeting of the DRB. Okay. Ms. Gomez, anything else?
That's all I have this morning.
Okay. And I think we'll work with item number 15. It's a little unclear. We'll see if the applicant appears this morning. Let me go back. We have one other matter that we can do right now. This is 22 on the agenda for PR 2019-2663, preliminary final plat SD 2020-193, and VA 2020-377, waiver to the IDO. This is for Group 2 U26 VLLC at Kimmick Drive between Paseo and Rosa Parks. And this was supposed to be on the agenda today, and the public notice was that it would be on the agenda today, but somehow it got lost in our cyber world, and we would like to now schedule it so that we can hear it. Is there a motion to defer this item or schedule this item for December 2nd?
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. I move to defer item number 22 to December 2nd meeting.
Thank you.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I second the motion.
Please vote.
Chris Kenna, I approve.
Vincent Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to schedule PR 2019-2663, preliminary final plat 2020-193, and waiver to IDO VA 2020-377 to the December 2nd meeting of the DRB. Okay, thank you. Okay, now that we have the agenda set for today, we will ask any members of the public that would like to speak on a particular item to let us know that now. You will sign up to speak now, but your opportunity to speak when the case is called, similar to how we do the in-person meetings. If you are on Zoom, please use the raise your hand feature. If you're on video, you can literally raise your hand. You can turn those videos on if you are from the public now. If you are on audio, please press star 9, and we will go through each of you and identify the items that you wish to speak on. We ask that the comments are relevant to the application. If any participant causes a disruption, that participant will be removed from the meeting. Okay, so we're looking for raised hands. I'm seeing a lot of names I don't know, but I'm not seeing any hands raised. So you can also turn on your video and just raise your hand or unmute yourself and let us know that way. At the current moment, I'm not seeing anyone identify themselves to speak. Okay. I will check on the cases as we go through, because I know people will move in and out of the Zoom room. And let me just say that this morning we do have quite a full agenda. You'll note on the agenda that some of the cases, though, especially in the beginning of the agenda, were deferred before we posted the agenda. So we will just, if it says deferral now, those items will just be skipping over. And so there's about four of those at the beginning of the agenda. But we will put in the chat the agenda item that we are on. And so if you want to turn off your video, mute yourself, because you're waiting for something later in the agenda, you can look in the chat and see where we're at. If your agenda item is later on the agenda and you want to just, leave the Zoom room and come back in a while and check where is the DRB. You can look at the chat, and Mr. Rodenbeck is really good at updating that as we go. So the chat will give you the case that we're working on currently. So feel free to do that. We know this is a little inconvenient in managing your time this morning, so we want you to have as many advantages as possible. Okay. If there are any technical issues, there's some major disruption, we lose our bandwidth, we lose our meeting, something, I will end the DRB meeting and we will resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. And this hasn't happened to us before, but if it does, it could happen abruptly. So I want you to know ahead of time that the same Zoom link will get you back into the meeting that would resume at 1. As we begin, I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Review Board. The DRB was created in 1982 to offer efficient considerations of technical standards. The DRB streamlines the application process by bringing together key department staff responsible for the specialized review of projects in a forum where staff and applicant meet to discuss projects, and the public can ask questions and share input for those decisions. The DRB staff members apply the technical standards and requirements in the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. I would like to introduce staff and swear them in at the same time. Ms. Maggie Gould is our Development Services Manager. Ms. Gould, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Maggie Gould, and yes, I do.
Mr. Jay Rodenbeck is DRB Planner. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I do.
Okay, and Mr. BSR, are you there? I know he had to be two places at one time this morning. Mr. BSR, are you there? Okay, remind me to swear him in if and when he speaks. And then as I did earlier, I just want to reintroduce Nicole Sanchez, who is legal counsel to the DRB. All right, we are ready to begin with item number one on our agenda. And I just want to remind, as we start out this morning, for DRB members, particularly on the major cases, if you have had ex parte communications that are not in the record, that they haven't been written up and put in the record, please make sure you interrupt me and let me know that as we start a case. So the first item one is PR 2020-4628, SD 2020-190, Extension of Subdivision Improvements Agreement. This is for the Regents of the University of New Mexico at Avenida Cesar Chavez Southeast. And they're represented by Bohannon Houston. So if you are the applicant team for this project, would you please identify yourself now?
Hi, good morning. This is Amit Pazak with Bohannon Houston, address at 7500 Jefferson Street Northeast, Albuquerque 87109.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Patak, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, and will you be presenting the case this morning?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. For the development, this is for tracks 1-4 for the UNM Arena, the trails. Basically, we are requesting a two-year extension of the ISA for the property because the development essentially hasn't progressed to where we are able to build those infrastructure improvements within the time frame. So pretty straightforward to just submit the extensions within the time frame as needed.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else with you that wishes to speak?
This is Kelly Ward. I represent the university. I don't have anything to add to the case, but I'm just here to support Amit.
Okay. Let me just swear you in just in case you answer a question. Mr. Ward, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead then to DRB comments. We're back with Chris Cadena.
Hello, Amit. This is Chris Cadena, the Water Authority. I just had a question regarding the extension. Is it for sidewalk or is it for all of the items? I couldn't decipher that in any of the submittal information.
Yeah, it's essentially for all the items. And as you had mentioned in some of your other comments, there are some items that may have already been constructed and improved and that needs to be updated. So we'll make sure we have the financial guarantee updated as needed for those items to kind of have a reduction in that.
Yeah, this is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So yeah, my comment, I'll look at my comments now. I can imagine the reduction would help your client, but the sole purpose of my comment was just to clarify or really understand what it is that's being extended, understanding that some of them have already been built. But the submittal did reference project 566583, and that infrastructure list identified a 10-inch water line within the track 3 from Avenida Cesar Chavez to the southwest corner of track 3. And based on the information that I was looking on our record information, there is an on-site 12-inch water line that fits that description that was built by 566582. So instead of 583, it's 582. So I just wanted you to confirm if there was a need for a revision. Sounds like that's the case. Also, the infrastructure list identifies an 8-inch sewer line along what's known as the West Road from the existing manhole along the west side of West Road to the east side of West Road. So try to wrap my head around that. But based on the record information, there is an existing 8-inch sewer line that crosses that roadway along the western property line of both Track 2 and Track 3. And it terminates near the southwest corner of Track 2. And that was built by Project 771203. So also would like for you to confirm, but it sounds like that has been that's included on the infrastructure list and needs changing as well. So it sounds like you'll make those adjustments and come back to DRB, or what is your intent?
This is Ahmed from Bohannon, Houston. Yeah, I think the intent is to update that financial guarantee at a later date when we're kind of going through the process. I think we do need to make those updates, but that'll just be part of that. We don't anticipate going back to DRB for that.
So just, this is Christiana with the Water Authority, so just the extension. So if that's the case, that we have no objection.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cadena. Let me check in with Ms. Gould. Do you have any comments procedurally for us at this time, given what you just heard?
This is Maggie Gould. So if I heard that correctly, what the applicant would like to do right now is a 2-year extension to the existing IIA, or SIA because this is older, and then in the future come back and make changes if they're needed?
This is Ahmed with Bohannon, Houston. Yeah, I think the intent is to make those changes to the financial guarantee as we go through the process.
Yeah, so this is Maggie Gould. So Madam Chair, I don't have an issue with that. If as they're going through the financial guarantee process and the DRC process, if that infrastructure list needs to be amended, they can return to DRB to amend that. But at this time, if we grant this extension, that's fine, and then they can return to amend it at a later time.
And this is Chair Wolfley again. Ms. Gould, an amendment isn't necessarily like if they have completed something, that's not an amendment, right?
This is Maggie Gould. That's correct. An amendment would be if there was something that was originally shown on the list that then they wanted to remove or alter.
Okay, is that clear, Mr. I don't know how to say your name, Patak?
Yeah, this is Amit Patak with Bohannon, Houston.
Thank
you. Yeah, I think it is. Do we need to go back to DRB to make that amendment, or can we have that process be updated as part of the financial guarantee? Maybe I'm a bit confused on.
So this is Maggie Gould. So there are, if you are changing the infrastructure list, so that was originally approved, there's an infrastructure list with this project. If you are changing it, then those changes do usually come back to DRB, but they would come back to DRB. It's a minor action. So if as you're going through the financial guarantee process and the design review committee process, if there are changes, then it's my understanding that those changes would come back to DRB if they are to the infrastructure list. So if they're to the structure of the financial guarantee itself, those wouldn't come back to us. But if there are things like if your infrastructure list showed
X number of linear feet of sidewalk and you are changing that, you would come back to us for an infrastructure list amendment.
Okay, I get this is Ahmed again. I don't think we are changing the infrastructure list. I guess there's just minor items that are left on the original one that we'd just be removing or getting them updated. So would that constitute for an official change or not? Because we weren't anticipating that as being in a change.
Ahmed, this is Chris Canella with Water Authority. I just wanted to make mention that their infrastructure list did identify a 10-inch water line and records show a 12. Obviously the line has been constructed, but that is a variation or a deviation from that infrastructure list. Just wanted to let you know.
Okay, and is Mr. BSR available out there? I think he told us we could pull him into this meeting if we needed to.
This is my Madam Chair, I can...
Mr. BSR said to text him if we needed him.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure. Ms. Gould, can you do that for me?
This is Maggie Gould. Yes, I will. Okay. I will text him right now.
And while you're doing that, Mr. Patak can think a little bit. So there could be some minor items that are cleared up later, but generally we're trying to extend the subdivision improvements agreement that goes with this infrastructure list. And obviously items that are complete are not a problem. It's changes to any items on this that would be to talk about. We'll try to see if we can get Mr. BSR on the line. And meanwhile, I'm going to go to code enforcement for comments.
Montaño, code enforcement. We have reviewed this for applicable provisions of the IDO and have no objections.
Parks and Recreation.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no comments and no objection to the request.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection to the extension.
Transportation.
This is Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the extension.
Okay, and planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Planning has no objection to the two-year extension.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Gould, do you have any
connection with Mr. BSR? No, I echo what Mr. Rodenbeck said.
Okay. Do you have you connected? Okay. All right, if you know, we've got other DRB members, Mr. Armijo and Ms. Wolfenbarger, who are pretty experienced with these things as well, as is Mr. Cadena, and we have Nicole Sanchez. If any of you have any comments on this, I welcome them.
So this is Jane Wolfenbarger with Transportation. If what you're after is a reduction from a financial guarantee based on items that have been built as per the infrastructure list, I believe that does have to go through DRB for an amendment, if what you're after is a reduction in financial guarantee.
This is Ahmed with Bohanna Houston. I guess if we were to leave it as it's currently shown with the same financial guarantee and not making revision until we have time to make the improvements and proceed, can we then not need to go back to DRB and have this 2-year extension be approved?
So this is Maggie Gould. The response that I got from Shahab Biazar, our chief engineer, was the question was about the SIA extension for UNM, was that if they needed to make changes to the infrastructure list as they go through the financial guarantee process, would they need to come back to the DRB to amend the infrastructure list? And the answer to that question was yes. And as far as your question, if you don't make any changes to anything, then you don't need to come back to the DRB. But I think the other part of it is we can approve this extension, and then you can come back for minor amendments as needed.
Okay, this is Anna with Brian Houston. I think we'd accept that to get the two-year extension approved at this time and come back as needed.
Okay, and it's, right, and it's a lot faster turnaround and different notice, everything for a minor case as opposed to the major case you have before us right now. Okay, so do you want us to proceed then with this action this morning?
This is Ahmed with Bohanna Houston. Yes, thank you.
Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to deny or approve the extension of subdivision improvements agreement. And we'll start with Water Authority. Chris and this is to vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Code Enforcement, I approve.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve item 1, PR 2020-4628, SD 2020-190, Extension of Subdivision Improvements Agreement. Okay, thank you, Mr. Patak. You are approved and extended. Thank
you. Madam Chair, is that for 1 year or 2 years?
Oh, thank you, Ms. Gomez. Mr. Patak, what was your preference on that, a 1 year or 2 year extension?
This is Almet. It was a request for 2 year extension.
2 years, okay. Ms. Gould, that works?
This is Maggie Gould. Yes, the applicant's application was for a 2 year extension, and I think we're all good.
Okay, I'd like to redo that vote to make sure it's clear. So please vote again. This would be for an extension of a subdivision improvements agreement for 2 years. Water Authority? Excuse me, sorry. Ms. Sanchez, I need a motion, right?
Someone would need to amend the motion.
Okay.
Perhaps the person who made the motion could amend it.
Madam Chair, Ms. Sanchez, if the application that we received does already say that the request is for a 2 year extension, do we need to revote on that to clarify just so it's clear in the record, or are we okay?
Let me just put my two cents in here. So normally we don't do a motion on a vote because we're doing a consensus vote. So there was no motion made. So that's why I'm trying to just redo the vote.
Okay.
So so we're trying to clarify the vote we just made. So I will have each DRB member vote to approve or deny the application for a 2 year extension, just to clarify the motion. Let's start with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
This is Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to approve PR 2020-4628, SD 2020-190, Extension of Subdivision Improvements Agreement for 2 years. Okay, Thank you. And now we're warmed up and ready to go. Our second agenda item is PR 2020-4448. The SI 2020-964 major site plan amendment for Kairos Power at 5201 Hawking Drive Southeast. And I see Mr. Blowers. Okay. Mr. Blowers, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
This is Joe Blowers. I do.
Okay. And would you go ahead and introduce yourself? I should have let you do that first.
This is Joe Blowers. Yes, Joe Blowers, Studio Southwest Architects. Good morning.
Thank you. Okay. And will you be speaking with anyone else this morning?
Yes, with me today is... This is Joe Blowers. Yes, presenting with me today is Matt Satches, Bohannon Houston for Civil, Andy Benson, Architect of Record, Studio Southwest, and John Morator, Owner's Representative for Kairos Power.
Okay. Let me just swear you in as you speak, since I have a hard time remembering everyone. So are you going to be starting out, Mr. Blowers?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an update from last time we met with you.
Well, the last time we met, there was a few issues from the planning department for landscape stuff, and that one of the items was that the species were not on the drawings, and come to find out, they were on the drawings. I was, if you recall, having technical difficulties back then and couldn't actually see the drawing at the time. But I did send that in, email, let her know, pointed out where they were. If you zoom in, you can see on the plans themselves where all the notes are. They have the actual plant species on there.
Okay. All right. This is Chair Wolfley. What other items, Mr. Blowers?
The one outstanding item still is FAA approval. We were just talking about that this morning. I guess they have 45 days. It was submitted on October 29th, which 45 days up would be the December 15th. So if we need to get back in on the 16th for that one issue, we're hoping that's going to happen relatively smoothly. And then there are some other water authority issues that we were hoping to discuss. We've been trying to work these items out. It has been kind of a back and forth, and we're hoping to get some of that stuff satisfied today as well, and maybe even get deferred to just the water authority.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else on your application team that wishes to present anything at this moment? Mr. Blowers, is there anyone else to present?
Matt Satches, maybe? Matt, are you on?
Okay. Mr. Satches, let me swear you in. He is here. If you say hello, you'll pop up to the top of my list.
This is Matt Satches of Bohannon Houston.
Perfect. Mr. Satches, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Did you have anything else you wanted to add, or do you want to wait until Mr. Cadena
presents? I'll wait until Mr. Cadena.
Okay. Fine. Let me check the Zoom room. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on item number two? Please let us know by raising your hand in Zoom or speaking up now so we can quickly get to you. All right. And Ms. Gould, we've got a kind of a large room today, so I'm going to let you check for me and let me know if there's anyone. And So Mr. Rodenbeck and Ms. Gould, if you'll just help me this morning, since we have a lot of people, just, you know, quickly look through it and then give me the heads up that we can go ahead.
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. I don't see anybody with a hand raised in Zoom, and I don't see anybody in the chat. And
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Let's go ahead, Mr. Cadena.
Hello to the development team. This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I did submit for the record, but I did have ex parte communication with Matt Satches and Mike Velasquez with Glad in Houston yesterday morning. So the submittal just included landscaping information, so I could not confirm a previous requirement for my DRB alternate regarding a note on the site plan discussing separation of service. So I couldn't verify that. And also the infrastructure list as well as financial guarantee needs to account for public water and sewer extensions as well as a separation of services, such that track D3 and D4 are independent. And Matt Satches, Mike Loskowitz, and myself spoke about this yesterday, and they acknowledged the need as well as a plan to move forward as well as coordinating with myself to make sure we're on the right track and moving this project forward. Thank you.
This is Matt Satches. So yeah, we met yesterday morning. And we are in agreement upon the domestic service. That makes sense. We'll connect to Hawking Drive when that infrastructure is completed. The sanitary sewer service, as we discussed yesterday, we cannot. You had indicated that we can't connect to the existing line south of our facility because it is a shared service, and you had suggested potentially, or you had thought that potentially we could go from the Kairos Power Building to the west towards Watson Drive, and that could potentially be a connection for our track D3 private service, and that would separate service from track D4. And we're willing to check to see if that'll work, and we're also willing to see if we can potentially connect to Hawking as well. So we can make the sanitary sewer service independent per your request. The fire protection is kind of the question of the day. We don't see a way where we can separate our fire service out, as these buildings, track D4 and D3, are served by an existing fire pump. There is an agreement, I believe, between the two facilities now that they've been separated for maintenance. And we think that would relieve the Water Authority from any sort of pressure or issues, as it's a private agreement amongst these two developers that they need to maintain this as it's a safety hazard in their own aspect. So in terms of an independent fire service, we don't see a way to make that happen. And I don't know if you want to respond to that or if we want to keep talking, Mr. Cadena.
Yeah, Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. I thank you, Matt, for those responses. Yeah, I do acknowledge the water and the sewer, and I do appreciate the sewer proposal for Mike Velasquez, as that seemed to be a suitable alternative to provide service. Now, with the existing, are you saying that agreement for the fire line is existing or is being proposed?
This is Matt Satches. John Morator, if you could introduce yourself and discuss the agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, and then I'll swear you in, Mr. Morator.
Yes, very good, ma'am. This is John Morator. I represent Kairos Power, the owner.
Yes, and Mr. Morator, do you swear for him to tell the truth?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you. Proceed.
Yes, ma'am. We are currently working with, we have an agreement with Universal Poly through the condominium association that manages this arrangement. And we are actively maintaining that pump. This month, we actively spent money and had the checkout of the pumps and the alarm system interconnects. And so we are definitely actively maintaining that per an existing agreement.
Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Thank you, John, for that explanation. Does that agreement, is it solely just for the fire protection and fire pump? No other service?
Yes. The other services of the two building shares have been severed or in the process of being severed.
Okay, this is Chris Cadena with
the Water Authority. That's my understanding. That's my understanding as of today, Chris, and I'll go verify that.
Thank you. Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So, Matt, outside of this meeting, perhaps you can provide an exhibit just showcasing what it is that is existing versus what will be ultimate build-out conditions for what it is that is being proposed, such that track D3 and D4 have the separation of services with the question of the shared fire service, and then supplement that exhibit with that agreement, and then we can coordinate accordingly. Thank you.
This is Matt Satches. Yeah, we can prepare that exhibit. I did want to touch base on the infrastructure lists. I know that in your comments, you had said that we need to provide a financial guarantee for the infrastructure within Hawking Drive, but it had been discussed with Shahab and others that this doesn't have to be financially guaranteed, as it's already financially guaranteed by Gold Mesa Investments, who's in the process of designing the Hawking Drive improvements per the previously existing infrastructure list. So in terms of what the Water Authority wants us to financially guarantee, can you clarify that?
Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. Yeah, so as we know, the DRB process does allow different projects to financially guarantee the exact same infrastructure. It's just a matter of who comes first, right? And we've done that in several other projects. So it's not atypical. It's something that is common. Now, the infrastructure list for the previously approved DRB, I think it's 001971, obviously that didn't account for the separation of services. So we need to include an infrastructure list that is independent, that results in those separation of services and including the necessary infrastructure to allow that to happen.
This is Matt Satches. Can we include some sort of separation of services with the exception of the fire line after we confirm a lot of this information on the infrastructure list that we can see on the screen now? This includes the 10-foot wide sidewalk that transportation has requested to be financially guaranteed.
Chris Cadena with Water Authority, I'm a little confused what you had said. You said it is on the infrastructure list?
This is Matt Fatches. There are two infrastructure lists currently being requested by the DRB. One infrastructure list on the screen now is solely for the sidewalk along the Hawking frontage. This wasn't included on the previously approved infrastructure list, hence why it's being financially guaranteed with this project. The other infrastructure list is essentially describing the Hawking infrastructure directly in front of our frontage. And we're acknowledging that, and it doesn't have to be financially guaranteed based on discussions with other members of the DRB board. So
this is Chris Bennett with the Water Authority. So do you have a financial guarantee in place that separates services?
This is Matt Satchett. So that's kind of where I was getting at with this. If this infrastructure list, if we can include the separation of services on the infrastructure list that we have up on screen that is solely for the sidewalk, and we can sever services on this, we can work together on language on how that works.
This is Chris Cadena with the Water Authority. So what you're essentially doing is causing this to be a supplement to the previously approved infrastructure list approved by PR 2019-001971 that's associated with the previously approved plat?
This is Matt Satchett. No, it would not be a supplement. This would be strictly for the Kairos Power and per your suggestions.
No, well, I apologize, Chris Daniels, for our authority. I didn't mean it was a supplement or an official supplement, but it's relying on the infrastructure from that previous infrastructure list to allow those services to take place.
This is Matt Satches. The domestic service would be relying on that infrastructure list that's already in place. Yes, the sanitary sewer service may or may not necessarily be relying on that.
Okay. Well, this is Chris Cannon with Water Authority. I don't want to take up much more time for the DRB, given that we're going to have the discussions outside of the meeting with the exhibits, and we can review what's being proposed. We can then discuss what would need to be required. I do understand what the city engineer has indicated, but it's not far-fetched for an infrastructure list to have the same infrastructure as previous infrastructure list. But let's sit and see what needs to take place, and we can move that forward. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cadena. That sounds good. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with code enforcement. I have the same as previous comments that the Kirtland Air Force Base military influence area applies. Airspace sub area applies, and Mesa del Sol Architectural Review Committee review is required. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chairwoman, can I ask a question about that?
Please.
Yeah, and yes, sir.
Say your name
is John Muratore again from Kairos Power. Sir, could you give us one sense on what you're waiting for from Mesa del Sol?
Do you already have something in the record from them? This is Carl Garcia with code enforcement.
This is Joe Blowers. Yes, we had discussed that last time.
Right.
There is a final approval letter from Mesa del Sol, and should be in the records there. If not, I can send that again.
This is Chair Wolfley, and I remember that we went through that in great detail last time. So let's go to the next item.
Thank you, ma'am.
So you mentioned on your own, this is Chair Wolfley, you mentioned on your own that you're waiting the FAA approval. And Mr. Garcia, was there another item?
No, that Carl Garcia.
Okay.
No.
Okay. All right. Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. We have no objection to the request.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of 9/9/2020. We have no objection.
Transportation.
This is Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation. Transportation has no objection to the proposed action. That shall be noted that a work order shall be required for Hawking Drive improvements.
Okay, thank you. Planning.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Regarding our landscaping comments, they have addressed those comments. I'll just note that I did not cross out the previous comment regarding requirement for stamped and sealed and signed landscape plan sheet by a landscape architect. They did in fact have a sealed and signed landscape plan sheet from a landscape architect. So all of our comments have been met. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So Mr. Blowers, we're going to need to defer this to get that FAA approval and the Water Authority and infrastructure list items all squared away. Did you want to go for December 16th? I kind of remember that at the beginning of this. Does that still sound good?
This is Joe Blowers. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Everyone else okay? Mr. Satches, everything good for that?
This is Matt Satches, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully Mr. Meritor with Kairos.
Yes, ma'am, that's terrific. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Is there a motion to defer item number two to the December 16th meeting of the DRB?
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I make a motion to defer item number two to December 16th.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec, I second.
Please vote.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There is a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 2, PR 2020-4448, SI 2020-964, major site plan amendment to December 16th. All right, thank you, gentlemen. And we'll see you then and hopefully get this all squared away.
Thank you, Madam
Chair. I should note that we do have to sign the infrastructure list in the DRB meeting. I mean, we electronically sign it now, but we do have to approve and sign the infrastructure list as presented and do that in a DRB meeting. It can't be done outside of DRB, just to kind of clarify that. All right. Thank you. We're ready to move to agenda item number 3, which is PR 2020-3650, site plan SI 2020-1060 for Brunaccini Development Company at 7300 Meridian Place Northwest. And this is for a site plan, and please go ahead and identify yourself if you're presenting for this applicant.
Yeah, this is Matt. We've been representing along when I think both Ron Bohannon and Vince Carica are along with us.
Okay. Mr. Eblen, do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And I see Mr. Bohannon right there in the middle of my screen. Can you introduce yourself and then I'll swear you in?
Ron Bohannon, 5571 Midway Park Place.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And let's start there, and then the third person I can swear in when we get to them if needed. So whichever of you wants to lead out and give us an update from when we met with you on October 28th.
Certainly. I'll go ahead and get started. This is Matt Eblen from McClure. When we first met on the 28th, we received comments the day prior and talked through all of them, and then we got those comments back to you guys, resubmitted last Friday the 13th. And as a result, the comments had been for four departments that still had comments at the initial meeting, but now only transportation still has comments. So we've reviewed those comments. We'd like to work through, we will work through those comments with transportation offline, but with everything that we're seeing right now, we would like to go ahead and ask for approval and then delegate the final signature from transportation at a later date.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. McClure. Anything else from the applicant team?
Ms. Wolfley, Ron Bohannon. Just real quickly, they did add an infrastructure list, and so we're working with the client that will go through the work order items for the sidewalks, and they also address the widths of the side of the driveways as well as what's required by transportation. So with that, we'd be asking for the signatures on the infrastructure list today to get that process started.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item number 3? Let my moderators look for that while I keep track. Anyone out there, Ms. Gould?
Madam Chair, this is Maggie Gould. I don't see anyone in the participant list, and I don't see any physically raised hands in the in the rest of it.
Yeah. And that's fine if you just tell me you don't see anyone. That will work. Great. Okay, let's go ahead then to DRB member comments, starting with Water Authority.
Hello, Matt. Hello, Ron. So the Water Authority has this is Chris Cannon with the Water Authority. This is no objection. The submittal indicated that the building was being retrofitted on Lot 13 and you're utilizing existing services, so no new services are required and you're surrounded by infrastructure. Thank you.
Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement reviewed this project for compliance with the IDO and has no objections at this time.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation Department. Airport Drive and Blue Water Road require street trees, which are shown on the overall landscape plan. We have no objection to the request.
Thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved revised grading and drainage plan with engineer stamp date of November 12th, 2020. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Good morning, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I was looking for more details on curb ramps, both internally and externally on the site, just to make sure those are in place, and more sidewalk detail within the streets themselves. I did see a lot of dimensioning and clear sight triangles added, but I didn't note them on the landscaping plan, at the intersection corners where I wanted them more specifically. On the infrastructure list that was presented, where you have the driveways shown, please include the driveway widths and distances from property lines. Most of my other comments are pretty minor. I just noticed a lot of text overlapping where I asked for some dimensioning, so I just wanted that cleaned up prior to my approval. I didn't see a fire marshal approval stamp, but maybe I missed it somewhere in the submittal. Maybe you could verify that for me. That concludes most of my comments. I think I was still looking for some dimensioning on motorcycle parking and van accessible spaces. Also, access can't be provided to the motorcycle spaces through the van accessible aisle. So these are all some items I wanted to address prior to sign off. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this is Ron Buchanan. Jean, if I may, a lot of the sidewalk details, because we do have an infrastructure list as well as those ramp details, will be covered under the DRC work order plan sets. Matt does have the curb cuts on Blue Water and Airport Drive, and we're hoping to at least get the infrastructure list signed today so that we can actually get the infrastructure process started, as well as those DRC areas started. Is there a way that you could sign the infrastructure list and then work with Matt, take delegation on the site development plan?
So I think I'd like the details added to the infrastructure list. As far as the width and location, I'm not as comfortable taking delegation with a number of comments on the site plan.
When is your next? This is Ron Bohannon. When is your next meeting? December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Problem is with the infrastructure list, we can't start anything on the financial guarantees and the DRC work order without that sign off. Is there a way that, and by putting those dimensions in the narrative part of the record, you could approve the infrastructure list? We could take deferral on the sidewalk, on the site plan until December 2nd. I really just want to get the infrastructure list and the financial guarantee started, because that's going to take a while.
Yes, this is Chair Wolfley. Mr. Bohannon, we don't approve infrastructure lists ahead of another document like a site plan or a plat. Ms. Gould, do you see any other path?
This is Maggie Gould. Madam Chair, I don't, and this may be another good time to text Mr. Biazar, who's more familiar with the financial guarantee process. But I would agree that usually we sign the infrastructure list attached to the plat or the site plan.
And Ms. Wolfenberger has a lot of experience with this as well. So
yeah.
Your advice, Ms. Wolfenberger?
Oh, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I'm sorry. I thought there might have been times in the past where we did sign off on the infrastructure list. Ahead of a site plan approval. Maybe I'm incorrect on that.
This is Chair Wolfley. What I'm familiar with is sometimes after we've approved it and we're doing the final signatures, we've signed the infrastructure list ahead of the final signature on the site plan, but the site plan had already been approved by DRB. We were just doing the signature phase, but the approval had already gone through. But in my experience, we've never approved an infrastructure list ahead of a site plan or a plat, because it would just be floating out there.
Yeah, Chairman Wolfley, Ron Buchanan, I might offer this other suggestion, just because your December 2nd meeting is going to be very, very long as well. If you could accept delegation, Gene, on the site development plan, and then go ahead and sign the site, the infrastructure list, we could come back with an amended infrastructure list, because the curb cuts are the same. It's just a matter of saying, this is where the curb cuts are, and this is the width of those. So you have the curb cuts on Blue Water and Airport. So it's not like they're going away on the infrastructure list. And DRC, many times we will come back during the DRC review process and amend the infrastructure list as well when we get more detail. And that's a very common element. We probably do that twice a year, maybe three times a year in a normal year. And so I'd offer that to the DRB, if at all possible. I'm just trying to save 3 weeks. That's really what I'm trying to do.
Well, maybe 2 weeks, but I'll go with what Miss Wolfenberger recommends, because she's familiar with all those processes. Miss Wolfenberger, are you thinking?
Yes, Ms. Chair. I know that we've attached infrastructure lists to plats before. I didn't know necessarily about the issue with the site plan, however. So I guess I'd have to defer to the city engineer if there's some doubt on that. But I am willing to go ahead and sign the infrastructure list as Ron has proposed.
Are you willing to take delegation? Previously, you said you did not feel you could take delegation on the site plan. So let's redirect that question. After all you've heard, would you be willing to take delegation on the site plan items?
I could take a delegation on site plan items, but that's a pretty long list of items that need to be completed but prior to my signature.
It is. So that's up to you then, if you are willing or not.
I am willing. I mean, as long as my it gets addressed. I just didn't know if the rest of the board was comfortable given the number of comments.
Okay. Well, we can find that out when we vote. Mr. Cadena, do you have anything to add? You were the other person who had comments on this.
This is Chris Cannon with Larzo. We actually had no objection. We were just acknowledging that they were utilizing existing services.
Okay. So once again, the DRB is a consensus board, so you have to get a yes from every board member in order to get an approval. So let's just go ahead and flesh that out. So there is an infrastructure list associated with this site plan. So we'll be voting on the infrastructure list and the site plan. I'll ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the applications. And if you're accepting delegation, please summarize the delegation and the time needed. So let's go ahead and vote, starting with Water Authority.
Chris Cadena, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Just had a question prior to voting. If all comments are not addressed at the time they're supposed to be, what are the repercussions of that?
You mean when we talk about the time needed?
Correct.
That portion. Then they run the risk of losing their approval, and they would have to start over again.
Okay.
We've been a little bit generous with that provision, I must say, especially with the pandemic. But that's just to try to keep things moving along. But it usually hasn't resulted in someone losing their approval if they don't make that date, but that just helps us keep track of it.
Okay. Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Thank you, Madam Chair. I vote to approve.
Thank you.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec Department. I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. I approve.
This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. I approve the delegation to show clear sight triangles on landscaping plan, show speed bump ahead signs, make sure all the parking spaces are dimensioned within the plan, provide all public sidewalk details, including cross sections, sidewalk curvature, curb ramp callouts are needed both in the site and outside of the site. And that's it.
Okay, thank you. And Jolene Wolfley, DRB chair, votes to approve with delegation for, I think, just final signature, correct, Ms. Gould, on this one?
Madam Chair, I believe that is correct.
This is Jay Rosenbach.
Go ahead.
We do need to get a final delegation for the solid waste signature as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Rosenbach.
Yeah.
Okay. So my approval was with delegation for the solid waste signature. And I'll just say for 12 weeks.
Madam Chair, that's perfect. We should be done in a couple.
Okay. There is a consensus vote to approve item number 3, PR 2020-3650, SI 2020-1060, with the associated infrastructure list. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM, with delegation to transportation and planning for 12 weeks to address the issues just stated.
Chair Rombohannon, thank you very much.
Thank you.
McClure, Matt Eblin, thank you much as well.
All right, just making a few notes. All right, and hopefully Ms. Gomez and Mr. Rodenbecker helping capture all those delegation items. Okay, and Ms. Wolfenberger might have to help us with that too. Excellent. We might get a little momentum here. Item 4 was already deferred previously to December 9th. Item 5 was deferred previously to December 2nd. Item 6 was deferred previously to December 9th. And so we are on item 7 and 8, which are going to be heard together.